Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles and our special guest today, June Sarwatari. I think I said that right, is the author of Behind the Clutter, Truth, Love, Meaning, Purpose. She is a lifestyle, business, and relationship coach, productivity and organizing consultant, inspirational speaker, and founder of The Organizing Maniac. I totally enjoyed your book, June. Welcome to One Life Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Bernadette.
I was thinking about your book as I was driving this morning, and I was thinking how candid it was and how much I appreciate you writing a book that, I mean, there's so many places in it that I was, oh my gosh, I can so relate to that. Like going through your closet, I don't know how many times I have picked up a piece of clothing that I thought, oh, maybe I should get rid of this. And the feelings and the memories that it invokes and brings me right back to that time when I first wore that dress or those skinny jeans or a pair of shoes or even a necklace, whatever it is, all of our stuff, just our stuff that's all in our house, our stuff that's all in our minds. And so, you know, I want our listeners to really understand this book. So I'm just going to, start with this. Can you tell us why your book offers, you know, this unique approach to decluttering our lives, our minds, and our physical space?
Well, thank you. I'm so glad that you talked about going through your closet and every item and the memories, the feelings, the thoughts that evoke. And I guess I wrote this book specifically because I myself had a lot of clutter, and I didn't realize I did. And I think when I started going through all my items, I realized every single item has a story and has its own journey.
It does.
And doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, and I read the part about the, and this is so me too, like I'm very sentimental, the brochure from Japan. Tell our listeners that story.
Okay. Well, okay, so I had this brochure from Japan, and I wanted to go to Japan to travel abroad while I was in college. But I was in this relationship with my boyfriend who wanted me to stay for the summer rather than go away. So I decided to go on his journey, and I gave up my dream of wanting to study abroad, and I stayed in town, and I regretted it. So years later, here I am going through my stuff, and I come across that brochure from Japan, and I see that, and all of a sudden I think of, oh my gosh, I gave up my dream, and I gave myself away to somebody else, and I felt disempowered. And so finally, when I went through all that, I realized I'm forgiving myself for allowing somebody to tell me what to do in my life. And I forgave him. And then I cut the tentacles to my past.
And you kept the brochure, though, because you wanted to remind yourself, and I do this, to never let that happen to you again. Never let someone else dictate to me how I should live my life. That's a direct quote out of the book. And I love that.
Yes. Yes, but I did let go of the brochure.
You did?
I mean, yeah, I did end up letting go of it because that lesson is going to stay with me. So I don't really need that item now to remind me, but I held on to it for years to remind me, like you said. Yes.
And so what are some of the other things you want to share with our listeners about your book? I just loved it.
Thank you. Well, it's the physical clutter on the outside because I believe we are spiritual beings in physical bodies. We have the physical environment, and that's what we have in our control. So the physical stuff in our physical environment is connected to the mental, spiritual, and emotional layers. And it's a tool that you can use by just going through every single item in your physical environment to understand what you're holding on to inside, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally.
Right. And I think of the song with Eminem, you know, cleaning out my closet. This is not just a physical thing. This is a mental thing, cleaning out your mind, cleaning out your soul.
Yes.
And don't underestimate the significance you write in your book of doing one small thing differently. I love that.
Exactly. It's just one small thing because it's too overwhelming to look at, like, if you have a lot of clutter, and figure out how am I going to get through all this. But what I'm saying is you could start small. Go into your underwear drawer and go through even just that or your seemingly junk drawer.
Right.
And look at every single item. And if you take that one item and go deep with truth, love, meaning, purpose, that's all you need to me to go through your stuff and discern whether to hold on, let go, keep, or give away. And once you use that metric to apply to one item and you go deep with that one item, and if it's something that's been really difficult to let go of,
Once you take that deep and you figure out the reason why you're holding on, then you can finally let go. And then all of a sudden, this dam of inertia is broken and you're able to let go of more stuff.
Well, you know what I'm having trouble letting go of?
Yeah.
I'm having trouble letting go of my children's little special little clothes, like things that prompt memories. I love holding on to some of their special little outfits, and I just can't seem to let it go.
But see, there's no problem with that, is it, June? Because, I mean, I have a lot of stuff sentimental through, gosh, for the past 30, 40 years that I've kept, literally 40 years, that my parents have given me. You know, mm-hmm. as far as items of clothes that I will never wear, but I've always kept.
Right. Well, I think it's fine if it's not taking up so much space in your environment or in your life, because we don't want your life to become a museum to the past.
Sure.
And I think you want it to be a sanctuary to who you are now, you know, the present moment, and embrace the present moment and all the gifts that the present moment wants to bring to you. But when you have so much stuff from the past that's filling up your space, then how can you allow yourself to even breathe to bring in what's coming into from the future and what's happening right now? And I think a lot of people, when they have too much stuff, you know, inside, when I start working with clients like Bernadette, I mean, you were talking about the outfits from your kids.
Yep.
How many outfits do you have, and how many outfits do you really, really, really need?
I know.
To hold on to those memories.
June, have you consulted with any or helped any hoarders?
So funny that I can't ask that question very often. There are professional organizers who are certified in that, and yes, but yes, and I'm not certified. It's Institute for the Organization Chronically Disorganized. And so there's an organization for that. I have, however, helped hoarders, and my approach is a little bit different, and it's helping somebody just like what I'm telling you. It doesn't matter if you have one item or a lot. It's still the same issue.
Hmm.
It's because because I feel like if you can go through, like I said, that one item and figure out the reason why you're holding on, it opens up this whole slew of other things that you're holding on to mentally and emotionally.
Kind of like baby, you know, just baby steps, right?
It's baby steps.
Yeah.
So Danny and I both have a problem, I'm guessing, because we can't let go of our little stuff.
No, the stuff that I have is maybe a moving box full that I will never that I'll never get rid of.
Yeah,
no,
I don't have. I'm not a hoarder, I don't think, but I do what you were just describing. I absolutely hold on. When I look at those little clothes, they just bring me back to such a happy place. So is that a bad thing? I should get rid of them anyway?
No, that's not a bad thing. No, not at all. And that's what truth, love, meaning, purpose. If you go to truth, love, meaning, purpose, only you know what the truth is for yourself. Only you know inside if you're holding on to something and it's way more than what you know, it's beyond normal, I'll say, or it's not healthy. And so for you, if it brings you joy and it, you know, brings a pep in your step and you're just so happy with your one box, like a treasure trove of memories, I think that's okay. You take it out and it brings you joy and it makes you happy and you love it. And there's nothing wrong with that because your kids are a part of your life. And that's important to you. So truth, honor the truth of the situation. What's the truth of that item? The truth goes deep. Love. Do you absolutely love, love, love it? Not kind of, sort of like it. Because then your life becomes filled with kind of, sort of like, right?
Yeah.
And then meaning, does it have meaning for you? Because sometimes we hold on to things that have memories for other people or meaning to other people. But does it have meaning for you? And what does your life mean to you? And do those items reflect that? And then purpose, does it serve a purpose? Do you serve a purpose? What is your purpose? What's the purpose of this item? Anything can serve a purpose. But if it's filled with your truth, with things that you absolutely love, that have meaning for you, then I would say it's a definite keeper.
Well, you know what? We're out of time, unfortunately. I encourage everyone out there to read this book. It was very cathartic for me to have a deeper understanding of my stuff. And it's even got a stuff test in it at the very beginning, which I thought was kind of fun. You made me laugh out loud, actually, June, when I read it. But thank you so much for being on One Life Radio. I appreciate
it. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. All right, everyone. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get rid of some stuff and get out there today and make the most of your day.
We get to share it. Leisure, baby.